He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, May 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. And boy, is today playing into our hands. It is a value stock rally on Wall Street. A big-time value stock rally, and also probably an inflation trade rally, while the NASDAQ stumbles. So we are in the chips today here at Gunderson Capital. Well, let's look at the averages. The Dow's up 227 points, which, the Dow is obviously more of a proxy for the value stocks, while the NASDAQ is more of a proxy for the growth stocks. And it is a value stock Thursday. NASDAQ up 230, 34,550. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is down 11 points. Proxy for the growth stocks, 13,726 on the NASDAQ. Over at the S&P 500, which is a little bit more of a proxy, I would say, for growth than value. The S&P 500 is up 11. That's just a three tenths of 1% gain so far for the S&P. Russell 2000 small caps up 0.6%. Good day going on there. Small cap value is a hot sector today. Crude oil's up, is down 16 cents to 16.05, and gold, which hit 1900 yesterday, back and down today. It's down $9 per ounce. 1894. Silver's down 12 cents, 27.75. And that 10-year, you're up 3 basis points today to 1.61. And last but not least, good old Bitcoin. It's up $1,250 to $40,146. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. And do we have a rally today? But it's a split market. There's not a rally in the growth stocks today. There's a rally in the value stocks, and I would also include the inflation trade. In other words, steel, iron ore, copper, energy, oil and gas. While the NASDAQ is down today, so the action completely in the value stocks today. That's where it is. So we're having a very large day here at Gunderson Capital. So far out of the gate, I've had a chance to look at quite a few charts today. The standout chart of the day, Ford. That's right. It's a Ford symbol, F. Powerful chart. That was our featured stock of the day yesterday. GM also following in Ford's footsteps as they become electrified, both of those companies. You've got electrification coming to Motown real soon, and it's already hitting Ford with their big Ford F-150 truck. Other standout charts of the day, Cleveland Cliffs, CLF, that's a steel maker. Continental Resources, CLR, that is an oil and gas company. And believe it or not, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Another chart of the day. GE is breaking out today. So it is very much a value-driven, cyclical, basic material trade today. Yesterday was just a so-so day in the market. Really boring, really. Consumer and building sectors led the way yesterday. A little bit of big tech. The bond market, the cryptos, they rallied a little bit yesterday, but it was pretty boring overall. Today is starting off on a very exciting note, however. We had the averages ended in the green yesterday, but like I say, there was no leadership in the market at all. Maybe the small caps. You know, that's that's, of all of the asset classes, the small caps possess the best value. I'll be working on the newsletter today, and in that macro outlook section of the newsletter, I give my 12 to 18 month target price on the S&P 500. I've been pretty dead on for the last 13 years. I also give my target price, 12 to 18 month target price, on the S&P 600, which is the small cap index. And you ought to compare the upside potential over the next 12 to 18 months between the S&P 600 small caps and the S&P 500 large caps. Quite a big difference there. Jobless claims come in pretty good, 406,000. That's the best print, I think, since COVID started. 450,000 was the consensus. I got to believe that has something to do with the pop today in the market. But value stocks only today participating. Quarter one GDP estimates stay stable with initial print. That's 6.4% for the second. That's for Q1 GDP, which is now in the books for the most part. 6.4% GDP growth. One bad report today, but, you know, this one is pretty much all over the place. Durable goods fall sharply in April. What happened, all you durable goods buyers? Huh? Where were you in April? Well, get out there in May and lug home a new refrigerator, would you? Durable goods orders fall sharply in April. Well, gold. Gold is backing off today, but it closed above 1900. And one analyst is saying fundamentals have never been better. That close yesterday of 1901 was the highest settlement since January 7th. Edward Moya. Well, he's an expert on gold, and I'm sure he also is a little bit biased. He says we're going to see gold prices continue to rise, and 1950 level seems like a likely short-term goal, says OANDA senior market analyst Edward Moya. He says with investors still sounding the alarm over inflation and institutional interest in the precious metals complex is likely to continue rising following months of outflows, providing an offsetting force against taper tantrum fears. Then he goes on to say, all in all, the fundamentals have never been better. Actually, this comes from Sprott Chief Executive Peter Grosskopf. He says, fundamentals for gold have never been better. Record debt, I'm not going to argue that, and deficit levels, financial markets that are priced for perfection, and the emergence of inflation. He likes that setup for gold. And J.P. Morgan said recently that institutional investors are moving away from Bitcoin and back to traditional gold in a dramatic change in fund flows. That comes from J.P. Morgan. Well, there was some action yesterday at the hearings on the banks. Senator Elizabeth Warren grills big bank CEOs for not waiving overdraft fees. That was the big hot topic yesterday, especially during the pandemic. Senator Elizabeth Warren said that J.P. Morgan collected $1.5 billion in overdraft fees in 2020. But J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank waived the fees due to COVID hardships when customers requested it. So there you go. If you've got an overdraft fee or months of overdraft fees or a slew of them, ask for relief. Elizabeth Warren pointed out that the Federal Reserve automatically waived fees for banks' overdrafts at their Fed accounts, and regulators recommended that banks automatically waive overdraft fees for their customers. That was interesting testimony, to say the least. Got quite heated at one point in time. Golf stocks stay hot after Dick's Sporting Goods earnings yesterday and Phil Mickelson PGA win. Okay. Well, you know, we've heard about stocks going up because of appearances by Elon Musk on SNL. Phil Mickelson's win at Kiawa Island at the Ocean's Course, sparking the golf stocks, Callaway and Acushnet, symbols E-L-Y. And, of course, Acushnet's an easy symbol to remember. Golf, G-O-L-F. There is no symbol Phil, but he was here over the weekend, and he did womp that field at age 50 years old. How old Brady, huh? This is the year of the old guy. Ah. Well, it's a value rally for this old guy today, and I'm happy as can be. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. To the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, the value rally continues, Dow up 212, and look at that. NASDAQ starting to join in the party just a little bit, nibbling at the edges here. The NASDAQ's up 13 right now, but the action today is in the industrials, the small caps, your basic materials like steel and copper, your financials, and the auto sector. That is where the action is. You know, Ford has really ignited the auto sector here. And we own a lot of stocks right now that are suppliers to the auto sector. You know, you can really pay through the nose for a stock like Tesla, but how about the companies that make all of the different components and parts? I think they make a lot more sense. And now with Ford really entering the fray, to basically go all electric, that's going to be good news for a lot of these auto secondary types of suppliers. I call them the picks and shovel type companies. Okay, back to that golf story, Dick's Sporting Goods. That was the chart of the day yesterday. Massive breakout yesterday. That's a very playable stock, actually. I updated some numbers there, and I'm going to see where my valuation comes in tomorrow. You know, really, Dick's doesn't have any competition anymore. They've all gone their way. There's a few left, Hibbett Sports. Of course, Walmart's got some sporting goods. But Dick's Sporting Goods is really the play anymore. And the stock broke out to a new all-time high yesterday, DKS. Global PC shipments will grow 18% this year despite the global chip shortage. Well, you know what? I mean, there was a huge boom in this industry during the COVID and people having to work from home and having to buy computers and office equipment and furniture so that they could work from home. So, you know, that's still a good growth industry. Global PC shipments, 18% this year, 2022. Well, the Reddit boys are at it again, and girls. GameStop, AMC, surge as the meme stock rally returns. And if that's not enough, GameStop may now enter the non-fungible token market. Well, that does it. Now I got to get some GameStop. GME currently trading at a market cap of $17 billion. They've lost money for the last 3 years in a row, but the Reddit crowd loving it. And AMC Entertainment, obviously, which basically didn't pop any popcorn all during COVID. What's that smell? It's buttered popcorn at the movie theater. Is there a better smell out there? Oh, my gosh. AMC Entertainment, which hasn't made any money for the last 1, 2, 3, 4 years. You know how many shares that they floated and how many offerings of debt and equity to make it through COVID? Well, that stock is breaking out with a vengeance today They operate 590 movie theaters with 7,668 screens, primarily located in the metropolitan markets in North America. That stock has traded 118 million shares, 10 times normal volume today. It's up 9.6%. They're playing another one here, too. Yeah, I'll find it here in a bit. Ethereum, how is it doing today? ETHY. It is up 5.1% as the cryptocurrency grabs some headlines. For one, GameStop, which saw wild trading earlier in the year during the meme stock frenzy, is building a team for a non-fungible token platform based on Ethereum. All right, so if you're a big believer in GameStop, if you're a big believer in a non-fungible token platform, ETHE is your ticket, it would seem. Mark Cuban invests in Polygon, a Layer 2 Ethereum scaling solution. Well, I've been waiting for one of those to come along. Anyways, that's also boosting Ethereum here today, ETHE. Here's the other one that they've jumped on. In fact, they've jumped on a bunch of small retail stocks over at Reddit. Express, for instance, EXPR. Now, I remember Express in the old days at a lot of the traditional malls. It wasn't a bad place to pick up a Christmas present, you know, for a woman. Had a pretty good selection. But obviously falling on very hard times along with the malls. Express today is a $300 million microcap company. They operate 570 women's and men's apparel and accessory stores in the U.S., but the Reddit crowd is on it, and they're running it up down a little bit today. Keep your eyes on EXPR, another one that I saw some unusual action in, I thought, yesterday. Urban Outfitters, possibly URB, but they're definitely in that EXPR Express. Well, Apple. Is Apple going to get in on the digital currency game? So far, they've been really quiet. But Apple is reporting, and they have a new job posting, okay? If this is you, call 1-800-TIM-COOK. They have a new job posting looking for a business development manager in alternative payments to work from Cupertino, which someday may be Crypto-tino, I don't know. Headquarters, once all of the tech giants' workers return to the office, that's what they're looking for. The business development manager would work within the Apple Wallets, Payments, and Commerce team to lead alternative payment partnerships. Well, what do you think? Will Apple come up with its own crypto? Will it use Bitcoin? Will it use Ethereum? We know that Facebook was working on theirs called Libra. I don't know what's became of that, but Apple is looking for a proven professional in global alternative and emerging payment solutions. We need your help forming partnership framework and commercial models. If that's you, give Apple a call. But it also gives and lends a little bit of legitimacy to this whole, cryptocurrency craze. The hot IPO yesterday, ZipRecruiter, which does a lot of radio advertising. I haven't noticed as much recently, but they were doing a lot of radio advertising on a lot of the syndicated talk shows across America. The symbol is Zip. It came public yesterday, along with a few others. Came public at 18, and it's $21.30 per share. That is now a $2.2 billion company. Zip, Z-I-P. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. The value rally continues, but look, you got the NASDAQ joining in, which is now up 31 points. I'm seeing some good action in the NASDAQ in Adobe, Autodesk, and Intel so far. And basic material stock, Alcoa, BHP, Cleveland Cliffs, a standout chart there. Freeport, MacMoran, in the financials, having a good day there. BlackRock, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Lincoln National. In the auto sector, Ford, standout chart of the day. Camping World looks pretty good here. GM looks good. And Lear Corp, one that we own, having a fantastic day today. A couple oil stocks so far, Bonanza and a Continental Resource. Will Uber ever make money? Will Uber ever be profitable? I ask that question out loud. I don't own Uber. I have my question about whether they'll ever be profitable. You know, their big problem is the reclassification of their drivers. Uber is close to reaching an agreement with the UK labor union, which would allow the company's 70,000 drivers in the UK to collectively organize and decide when and where to work. Well, that just drives up costs, obviously. I mean, it's going to put upwards prices on labor costs for Uber. They're already a company that is not profitable. You'd think they would be, but they're not. And obviously, I think the price of rides is going to go higher here. In March, Uber had to reclassify its UK drivers as workers after a court decision. Well, Uber, you know, we'll see. It's a question. Here's another industry that I wonder about ever being profitable. DoorDash. You know, it's hard enough for these restaurants to make money, but then to deliver that food to someone's house, is that a really, really profitable model? Yet DoorDash is a $49 billion market cap company. And, of course, DoorDash did very well during the pandemic, but did they make money? Were they profitable? No. They lost 38 cents per share last year. They're expected to lose a nickel per share this year. But there's data showing order values are above expectations. Their gross order value increased 71% year over year through May 23rd. In general, DoorDash is seeing new consumer cohorts start with average order rates that were well above pre-COVID pandemic historical averages. I don't know. Now, is it just me? Okay, I can go to Hall's Chop House and sit there and listen to the live music and the banter and the conversation and the smells and the atmosphere and the steak comes sizzling on a plate. Or someone can show up at my door with a box and a styrofoam container, and I can eat it at home. Okay, that's the way I look at this whole DoorDash thing. Now, I realize that during the pandemic, there was not another option. And I would just say this, you know, as I drove downtown Charleston during the pandemic, and you had all of these restaurants, the only choice they had was to-go orders. I saw hardly anybody taking advantage of the restaurants and picking up orders to go. That's just my observations from my little neck of the wood. Ford looks to jolt the electric vehicle sector with a new tech-heavy strategy. Now, I featured Ford yesterday, F the symbol. It fits all my criteria right now. It checks all the boxes, and it is becoming electric. Ford is in the spotlight again today as it holds its Capital Markets Day in a virtual format. And they'll be talking about the Ford strategy, full autonomy, and new customer service. And Detroit automaker continue to talk up Ford's electric push via popular models like the Mustang Mach-E, crossover, the E-Transit, the Bronco, and the F-150 Lightning. The electric push will lead to even more undisclosed models, per CEO Jim Farley. And I mentioned yesterday the huge disparity between the P.E. ratios of Ford, which checks in with the P.E. ratio of 9, and Tesla, which checks in with the P.E. ratio of 211. See what Musk Big Mouth will get you? A much higher multiple on your stock. That's for sure. We need to get the CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, getting on Saturday Night Live too, and tweeting out 6 or 7 tweets every day. Let's see what else we got here. Ford, blah blah. Li Auto. Now that's a Chinese electric company. Rally expected to extend when second half drivers rev up. You know, the Chinese stocks have been all over the place here recently. It's really hard to get a read on them. Li Auto had a big day yesterday. It's settling back again today. I don't own any Chinese stocks anymore. It's hard for me to really, you know, I don't know. China has been a bad player in the world. There's no way. 3 million people are dead. Okay, and we know it came from China. Now, all right, did it come from a test tube in the Wuhan labs? That's what seems most likely. But China's just, you know, they're not a real team player in the world, are they? Luminar stocks. What's a Luminar stock? And LiDAR peers. Don't forget the LiDAR peers are higher after Lucid Motors unveils new user experience, which includes 2 primary touch control displays, the glass cockpit, and the pilot panel. Well, I'm looking forward to trying that out. What happened to the dashboard and the speedometer and the radio where you could push the buttons, which you're probably wishing you could do right now? Now, my wife and I, we used to talk about button pushers. Oh, that song's a button pusher, right? And what she thought were button pushers back in the 60s were my favorites, and what I thought were pushers back in the 60s and the 70s were a lot of her favorites. Well, we don't push buttons anymore. In fact, sometimes I can't even figure out how to turn up my radio. You know, there's so many dang things I got to move and touch and home screen this and home screen that. Just give me the old knobs back, would you? EV charging infrastructure company Tritium to become public through business combination with Decarbonization Plus Acquisition 2. Now, that's a SPAC you might not have heard about. The symbol is DCRN. They're out to decarbonize the planet plus Acquisition 2. They're teaming up with an EV charging infrastructure company, Tritium. Well, I can just say that the EV charging stocks that are now public, like Blink Charging and ChargePoint, they have not been very good performers. So I wouldn't be looking to jump all over DCRN, Decarbonization Plus, Acquisition 2. Let's see. Oh, and interestingly enough, though, there is a pretty good connection here. Tritium CEO is former Boeing CEO Jane Hunter. So there's some pretty good fingerprints on that EV charging company. Here's another SPAC going public. Wow, we're starting to see a few more SPACs after a long hiatus there. After all that speculation back in January, February, and March, they kind of went in hiding, watching out for the regulators coming up behind them. EG Acquisition, a blank check company going public today. Let's see, what do they want to do for a living? Right now it's just a checkbook. Yeah, okay, he's looking for something in technology, logistics, healthcare, real estate, or commodities. Well, that sounds like the whole market, doesn't it? Beyond Meat is higher as tests in China progress. They are testing a plant-based spicy beef wrap menu. That sounds delicious. at KFC in China. I can hardly wait to try one. In the meantime, Beyond Meat joins GameStop and AMC as a favorite meme stock on Reddit. Now, we've gone over the valuations of Beyond Meat before. They're beyond ridiculous for a hamburger, even a plant-based hamburger stock. Well, when we come back, I have chosen my featured stock of the day. Yesterday it was Ford. It's the chart of the day today. What will we feature today? We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Now, we're heading into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm starting to see some boat traffic out there on the river already as folks arrive from all over the place to get over here to the coast where I live. And the river and the harbor and the, you know, water sports. It's interesting to be doing the show and wave to a water skier going by. Hello. Yeah, there she goes. And, you know, I'm not going to tell her there was a six-foot alligator out there yesterday in the salt water. I saw something, you know, about 10 yards offshore, 10 yards offshore. And I thought it was maybe a log, okay? They come by in the river sometimes when the tide brings them in and whatnot. And then I get a text from my neighbor. He says, Bill, there's a six-foot alligator headed your way. I locked the doors, you know, and all this and that. And I went out there. I saw him earlier. I didn't know it was an alligator. And he says, no, it's right under there where your fishing pole is, which is just like, you know, not very far from my my swimming pool here. I don't know where he went. That's the worst part. But I'm not going to say anything to that water skier. It would ruin her Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, Monday the market will be closed. So we'll be taking Monday off. You're going to maybe have to hear this show again, so I'm just warning you. All right, let's do our featured stock of the day. How about a supplier to Ford? Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. How about a company that's headquartered in Southfield, Michigan? That sounds like auto country to me. A company that manufactures seating and electrical systems and products for automotive OEMs. You know, there's been a lot of advances in seating in cars. I remember the old, I like the old bench seat. You know, how about an old pickup truck with a bench seat? And your gal sitting beside you, you know, and no seat belts. And those were the day. The only adjustment was forward or back. That's it. Well, you could tip the backrest forward to reach the jack or whatever you had stored back there, old racing forms, you know, things like this. Well, we've come a long ways. Now you got all these adjustments in your seat. Up and down and back and lumbar and vibrate and heat. I have heated seats. We never had that in the day. Well, the name of the company is Lear Corporation. How about that? L-E-A is the symbol, and it currently checks all the boxes. Price to sales ratio. I think this is a key element to 2021. I like price-to-sales ratios around one-time sales. Well, it checks the box, does LEA. It comes in at 0.63, under 1. It's forward PE ratio. I like it under 20, that's for sure, not 212. Forward PE ratio on Lear is 10.2. I still like growth. I don't want a 2% grower. I can't make any money on a 2% grower or a 4% grower. The consensus estimate out there for Lear is 15.7% per year for the next 5 years. Well, you know, using the rule of 72, that is more than doubling their earnings over the next 5 years, if they can do it. Now, when you take that forward P.E. ratio of 10 and divide it into a growth rate of 15.7, I get a PEG ratio of 0.65, under 1. And I think that PEG ratio is an important factor here in 2021 also. I come up with a $350 five-year target price on Lear, L-E-A. The stock is currently trading at 193, so it meets my upside criteria of 80% or more over the next 5 years. And from a momentum standpoint, not bad. The stock's up 72% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 38.2%. The Investor's Business Daily gives it a 80 on a scale of 1 to 99. So we'll make Lear, L-E-A, our featured stock of the day and disclose that we own it in our ultra-growth portfolio. Now, we're headed to Sarasota. I'm really excited. June 22nd, June 23rd, June 24th, our Lakewood Ranch office, which became a part of our whole system here with Southport Capital, our merger. They had an existing office there at Lakewood Ranch. I said, boy, can we use that, because we got a lot of folks down there in Sarasota. And I never left the house last year. Oh, I did. But I didn't drive down to Sarasota to do a workshop or meet with people. I would have had to done that in a quarantine ward and in a spacesuit, and I didn't want to do that. We'll be down there meeting. I'll be meeting with people after the radio show, those that want to meet with myself and my team interested in doing business with us and my clients. They'll be meeting with Barry and Paul, who are my proxies down there. But we'll all be together, and we'll pop in our heads and say hi and whatnot. And then on, we're going to have a little Gunderfest Wednesday night, the 23rd, at the Grove in Sarasota. I'll be doing a one-hour workshop on the current conditions of the market. So that ought to be a lot of fun. You know, it'd be good for me to get out of the house and out on the road again and in front of a group. And I'm looking forward to some, you know, some interaction from some people instead of through a Zoom camera. Just not the same, you know, as actual interaction with real people. Not a two-inch head on Zoom. If you'd like to reserve a spot, you can go to GundersonCapital.com or give Edie a call. She's the keeper of the reservation book, both for appointments, the workshop, or both. And her toll-free number, she's located in Scottsdale, Arizona. She's coming, too. She's getting out of the house. She hasn't left the house in 18 months, so we'll be happy to get Edie out of the house. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. There goes a couple of jet skis. Watch out for that alligator. All right, everybody, have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.